Begin the current up, Mesef the Babas, the Flamet Av, begin the Babas, again, test Mas, the begin the Gemara, Bezu, Bob, Fneasmo, Umeida. Yeah, says Rav Huna, that each one now, even though they contradict each other, could go and testify on their own. Says Taisus, Tame, it's a wonder. Bein Rav Huna, who we're quoting right now, and Bein Rav Chizda, with the current of Chizda, who says, well, no, to the other extreme, what are we doing with this false witness? Witnesses, why? Why are we either believing both or none of them? Nimnin Lubasrai, why don't you believe the last ones? Why? Bemigur, with a migur. Dibai, if the last ones wanted to, Baslin Lekamoy Begizlan Nusa, they could have invalidated the first set of witnesses by saying that they're robbers, not just contradicting each other, and they would attack their character, and they would be believed. Now, me, however, Bemigur, with a migur, Dibai, that if they wanted to have Mezamnilu, says Tais, no, if they could have done Hazamo, which also would have been a stronger attack. No, Lekalam Ninu, that we shouldn't believe them for, because they're Imli Hazamin. They're afraid to do Hazama to them, Pen Yus Mugam Him, because then Hazama could be done to them. But at least with Gazlanusa, why they not believe with that Migui? Says, nearly it appears to me, the Migui Mokam Edom, a Migui opposite Edom, which is the case, because these Edom are against other Edom. We don't say Migui Mokam Edom as it's established in general in the Gemara. And somehow the gears of Oir or not, the Migui, La Yochel Lasayim, Yeshe Mishne Edom. Moreover, is that a Migui cannot assist them more than two witnesses itself. And therefore, a migui is not stronger than two witnesses. So even if these two witnesses had 100 witnesses with them, that wouldn't help them anything, because the trei kameir, because two witnesses like 100 witnesses, so they're still contradicted with two other witnesses. But additionally, the Rebbe says, no, migui really wouldn't be applicable at all, as the Bach adds on the words, he says, that's only by one person. But for two people, migui doesn't apply. Why? Because the indash shneim shava, their understandings are not the same. When this guy wanted and could have claimed, but this not necessarily this other witness would know to make such a claim. Therefore, migui doesn't work when you're dealing with two people or two individuals. Next, there's master begins the gemara. Rav Nachman Krav Huna. The gemara at this point understands Rav Nachman that says that, okay, we'll accept their testimony at least for the testimony of that it was his father's. It's like Rav Huna who says, yes, we could accept their testimony even though they're contradicted in somewhere else. Shtay says, Tame, it's a wonder. Because the Peg Bez Exubis, and Exubit of your testimony, Bez, Tanya, Rulit Nabraisa, Shtaim, Shay, Chazum, Allah Shtar. You have two people that were signed on the document, Umesu, and those two witnesses died. Now we have two other witnesses come along, and they say that we know, Shiksav Yadam Hu, that this is their handwriting. Okay, so they're valid. The problem is, but they were minors then, the psul edus, or they actually were invalid for testimony. You actually were forced to sign at that point. So says the Gemara like this, if their handwriting is verified from elsewhere, so these other witnesses are not believed to invalidate. Now, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You're going to collect with a document? Train them. Okay, so even if it's validated elsewhere, so that's two witnesses, but these two witnesses are testifying that they were invalid as witnesses. At least let it be two against two and put it in a stalemate. Masakas, and the Gemara comes out, you're right, that Rav Nachman, comes out with it, we're not going to collect with the document. Because we're going to make it two against two. And therefore, the money remains with the chazaka of the one who's in possession right now. Question is, but why is the Gemara saying Rav Nachman holds that we don't collect with it? But the Gemara here is saying that he holds Rav Huna, that they're valid for other testimony. And Vahasam also is Kedz Zacharism. It's like a different testimony. Why? They're not refuting these witnesses in this loan. Shahayu Aimrim or Shayu Aimrim, that they should be saying, Ein Chayv Lekum, doesn't owe him anything at all. They're just saying, Ein Chem Namanim Dabazi, you're not believing in this thing. Because the Psulma Yisim, you were invalid, I mean, to these dead witnesses. And Babylon Memo, we should have said the Naman that they believe. Come on, like over here, the Ksham that they're valid, Ava Gav, the Elam Achisham Aysam, even though they contradict each other, Upa Islam, and they invalidate the Machisham Aysam Kishab Sulam, the Chal Dra Edis, and we consider them like other Psulam for all words of testimony. So therefore, just like over here, we consider them as valid for other things, because we're saying that he's like a Rav Huna. So why don't you say the same thing, Rav Nachman, over there, that, they're not fully contradicted, it's just in this, but we should still believe them. But Rida says, no. When they say they were minors, it can't say they have a chazaka. They were minors, so we don't believe them at all. So when they were forced, we're not removing the mechaz kashas. We'd say they were forced, because you know their life. And also b'suli edus hayu, when we say that they were invalid for testimony, because they were relatives, and now they're not related anymore. So that you're right that the cheskes kasher they have right now does not contradict the testimony of these later witnesses that they were relative of psul edis at that time, and therefore that's why saying it's totally not valid. Even though yes, from Nachman holds the kavuna that for something else they would be believed. Next says Master begins the Gemara, but Rav Krav Chizda. And at this point, the Gemara understands that Rav says that no, we're not going to go with the edus of the others. Like Rav Chizda says, yeah, we don't accept these witnesses at all. They're contradicted for any other testimony. So it says, but then we begin to say, Imkain, if that's the case, take a second look. It says, Amai Chashav Rav Bemeru, but why does Rav consider Rav coming up Ein Beis and Beis and Perik Zabur and Sanedim Chazayim and Alf that Eid Zayim Chedushu? He says, oh, Allah of Zaymim, that you believe the second pair of witnesses is a novelty, because why are they better than the first one? And therefore, Elo Meshas Chedusha. So therefore, only from the time of Azama onward, then they're refuted, but not retroactive. But the question is, what? But this study is invalid in the Chedush, it's not a novelty. What do you mean? If anything, both should be invalid. But definitely, the first one is not a Chedush that is invalid. Like we're saying over here, like when you have two pairs of witnesses that contradict each other. If that's the case, lava Chedush. So that's not a novelty. The Chedush is maybe that the Mazim themselves are kosher. But why are you saying that the first one's invalidation is a Chedush and they're on the same account of Allah? So by Marie, the Rebbe says, you're right, the Rabbah Dama Chedush, this that the Gemara says over there, the Rabbah says the Chedush. That's only according to what the Gemara ultimately comes out, that it's not that Rav is like Rav Chizda, that he could also be like Rav Huna, and therefore, you generally do believe them, and therefore that's why it's a Chiddush Ba'azama. Next says Masa, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Anan Achsinale, we took him down, Anan Maskinle, we take him back up. And says Taisis, Im Hoya Oisai, that you could explain that if it was that one, the Leslie Cheskes Ahavase, that he did not have the chazaka of his fathers, Murksuk Tchila, that he was in possession first, he only brought at the end the chazaka of his fathers. So it makes sense, us Yishaper, we understand what Rav Nachman's saying, that Achtinan, yeah, we had first taken him down because the other person had this witnesses of his father's. Okay, and now we take him back up because he's also equal to that other one now. That we maintain it for him, like it was in the beginning. Now, the truth is, now, even if none of them had been in possession of it, you can still explain what does it mean, Achtina Lei? We had demoted him, in other words, lesita lezet, that to give it to the other one. Umeskinle, and that we upgrade him again, that notion, it's in miyadoi, that we take it away from the other one, because we didn't call Dalm Gvar, and because Allah is whoever stronger will win. So it just means that we allow it now a free fight. Whoever's stronger should get it. Next says Master begins the Gemara, Vimnisis Leitetze, that if there's two witnesses contradicting each other, if the husband of this woman died or divorced her, so she's not like getting married, but if she got married, she doesn't leave her husband. Now Perek Beis the Ksubas Namchav Beis Mabeis, Muki the Gemara explains, is Toma Kishnis Lech Mehideha, must be that she got married to one of her witnesses, and therefore, he's not Chayav Hashem Tali because he knows that her husband died. And Vimeris Barley, and she also says, I know for sure that my husband died. So therefore, she's not Chayav Hashem Tali. And also, there's also no suspicion that, oh, he only testified because he wanted to marry her. Could be your husband, like the Gemara explains over there, because when you have two witnesses, if it's one person, fine. But two witnesses, not suspecting both of them for one of them to marry her.
Next test master begin with the words of Gemara Abanisis. But if she got married already, Akaba Edim, then when does it come? Her is like Taitse. Okay, so then she doesn't have to leave her current husband. That's how the Gemara explains. That's what we're saying from Nechem Reb Yisi. Even he would agree in that case. Now, but Taima, what's the reason why she doesn't have to leave? Because it would be degrading for the court that they permitted, and then you have to go ahead and now prohibit. So we're not gonna remove her. Since it's because of the Rashba, it's difficult to the Rashba because Karchach obviously lav taima mishum zelusa de beidinu. It's not because of because it's degrading for the courts. Because if that's the case, I feel like this is, and even if she did not get married, el hitiruli nasi, that even if they just permitted her to get married, she had the court ruling to nasi, she should still be allowed to get married. That sounds like in the whole topic over here, the gizelusa, that it would be degrading, even if the action was not done, just from their ruling. And v'chitim, if you're going to say, you're right, deinachanami. But this is the comma. This is said that she got married. Means just that they permitted her to get married, and therefore b'shul leitaitz materedish, and that she doesn't get removed from original permission. Debo edim v'achach nisus. So when witnesses come first, and then she gets married, leimoti lefrushi. That's not true because that you cannot explain. Hitiru l'nasi means that they permitted her to get married. And this is mamish, obviously, because the witnesses came already. V'achach nisus. That doesn't mean they permitted. That means if she got married, because she's not allowed to get married. So how do we understand this? Obviously, the reason is the misveiko lemafki lemibal. So it's obviously because of the suffix. You didn't get married yet. Okay, misafik, you shouldn't get married. Once you're married, okay, fine, we're not going to remove you. But lemishim is loose, not because of the degradation of the court. So it says if you're someone, you could say, no, the truth is, time lemishim is loose, it's because of the degradation of the court. But v'davka kishen this is v'achkach bo edim. But specifically, only if she got married, and then when this has come, it gets elusive to Beit Din. Only then is it degrading to the court. Why? Shekvar neso l'chol ha'olam, because she already is forbidden to everyone else in the world. Why? Because kishen this is when she got married to someone. Now she's eish hashesh to this guy. So nimzim hashechayz l'astra. So it comes out. That they subsequently want to now make it forbidden, le'ed and this is like to the witness that you got married to, that ain't chayzen. That we're not going to go back on. El bavurai, it would only be for him. Avon bo edim kremshin. This is but if there's witnesses before she got married, like izilusa. So to change the court ruling for one person, that's degrading for the court. But if the witnesses came before she got married, that's not degrading. Yeah, we have to undo the original permission because they lost the chala oilam because she's not married yet, so she'll be permitted to everyone, but she's really forbidden to everyone because of her original husband's still alive or didn't divorce her. Ah, helkach like is elusive. That's not degrading im oisim namel ledeo if they're also going to make her forbidden to her witnesses because it's really relevant for everybody. Says the B. Therefore, that's what we mean. Zilusa is when it's for one person versus it's not zilusa when it's she didn't get married yet. That's not degrading for the court to retract an erroneous ruling.